I only have a few more citrus trees on my wish list, and one of those is the Chinotto orange, because I grew up in a Maltese household and one of my favorite treats was the Chinotto drink, which is kind of like a really bitter cola, but it's actually made from the Chinotto oranges that grow through Italy and that part of the Mediterranean. Now, I don't have a Chinotto tree, like I said, but I do plan on getting one. And in the meantime, I'm going to try my hand at making my own Chinotto cordial using some of these yellow grapefruits that I have in abundance on my tree and that I don't really like eating. I don't mind them juiced. I actually really enjoy them juiced. And there's a few other things that I can try with them, like candying their peel or dehydrating their peel and dipping it in chocolate. There are a few of the suggestions. Something like marmalade might be good with them as well. And someone suggested a curd, but I'm not 100% sure if I want a bitter curd. I like my sour curds with lemon and passion fruit. But I'm going to pick some of these guys and I'm going to show you how I'm going to make Chinotto cordial. So to make the Chinotto, I'm cutting up a range of citrus. These are grapefruits from our tree. I've got a pink grapefruit, I've got some oranges, I've got a lemon, and I've got some kumquat. And I'm just going to slice them up and put them in my baking dish. Now I've got my citrus fruit. I want to put in a good handful of rosemary leaves, scattered over the top. I want a generous handful of pepper, sprinkled over the top. A good sprinkling of coriander. This is homegrown, as is the rosemary and yellow grapefruit. A few cloves, not too many, otherwise it will become overpowering and we don't want to be drinking On Guard, which is a essential oil mix that I use. And we want about 2 or 3 cinnamon sticks. That's it. I'm going to go put this in the oven. So I'm just going to put it into a slow oven until it's nice and blackened. I'm just making a simple sugar syrup with equal parts raw sugar and water. I'm going to let that all dissolve while my oranges are cooking. It smells amazing in here. Starting to dehydrate a little bit, starting to caramelize in spots. This one's starting to caramelize nicely. Looking good and smelling amazing. It's smelling like Chinotto. So the citrus is lovely and caramelized. You don't want it to go too much further than this.
So we're going to pop it into this jar, and then I'm going to cover it with my simple sugar syrup. And now that's in the jar, I'm going to pour in my simple sugar syrup. I'm going to refrigerate this for a few days. I'm going to try it, and then I'm going to try it again in a few weeks. And you should keep this in the fridge for up to a month. So my sugar syrup infused with the citrus and the herbs and spices is ready, and I've put about 40 mils in the glass and I topped it up with soda water. It's now time to try it. And it tastes just like chinotto. I'm really, really happy with this, and I'm going to make sure I make another batch. I'm even going to try it in my kombucha for my second ferment, so I could have a naturally fizzy drink, and hopefully the kombucha will eat up the sugars in it too, so it'll be lower in sugar, because we're about to go paleo again, so maybe no more sugar and no more gluten, as well as a few other things. But this is really good, and I really hope it works in my kombucha as well, so I'll keep you guys posted on that. But definitely, if you love chinotto and you can't find it because it is hard to find, definitely make your own.